Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 31st, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
I'd like to take a moment of silent prayer in memory of the two fallen lawmen who were out there protecting our lives. Harris County Deputy Darren Goforth and Louisiana State Trooper Stephen Vincent. Please join me in a moment of silent prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. We ask a special blessing for the families of the law enforcement brothers from Texas and Louisiana that were prematurely taken from them while serving to protect us. Lord, help us to stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge for our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bids for a term contract for HVAC maintenance, capital equipment services, repair supplies, and emergency disaster relief for Jefferson County facilities. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for disaster and emergency repair service and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County with Goldcrest Electric Company, Inc. and Ledet Electrical Services for a second additional one-year renewal from September 7, 2015 through September 6, 2016. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a purchase agreement for the purchase of 50 burial spaces in accordance with the term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County in the amount of $295 each for a total of $14,750. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional agreement with Tetra Tech, Inc. to provide professional all-hazards preparedness planning, consulting, and recovery services in accordance with Houston Galveston AC invitations to bid number HPO 7-13. And item E is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for electricity. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk in the amount of $1,000 for additional costs for passport supplies. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer from the 136th District Court for additional costs for longevity pay in the amount of $500. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for the 317th District Court in the amount of $26,000 for additional costs for indigent defense. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 2 for additional costs for postage in the amount of $215. Item F is to consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile probation for additional costs for housing in the amount of $20,000. Item G is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Health and Welfare 2 for additional costs for new furniture for the new Health and Welfare building in Port Arthur that's being completed in the amount of $7,000. Item H is to consider and approve a budget transfer for veterans for additional costs for travel in the amount of $1,300. And item I is to consider and approve removal of the $2 fee for each electronic filing transaction in accordance with subchapter C, chapter 72 of the government code, section 72.031, effective October 1st, 2015. The fee can only be used to recover the actual cost of operating the system incurred by the county for accepting electronic payments methods or interface with other technology information systems relating to e-filing and court documents. County's recovered all of its initial costs, and any recurring costs can be funded from other sources. Item J is regular county bills, check number 411173 through 411438. And via addendum, we have item K, which is consider and approve utilizing available capital outlay funds in the airport 2014-2015 budget for the purchase of a covered and side curtain passenger boarding ramp. Estimated cost is $39,500. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. We'll take item B, which is presentation by the Young Men's Business League regarding the financial results of the South Texas State Fair. Do we have a motion on that item?
Moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I believe, Mr. Zerniel, you are going to address the court today.
Thank you. I get to present and talk, but somebody don't let me carry the money. So Chris has the money, so when y'all need it. To the honorable court, the Wyoming Bill has been blessed to be out at Ford Park. We've had very successful years, and it's no different this past year. We had a great fair. It rained just one day, and that was the last day of the fair. So today, if I can get the YMBL members to stand up, because they occupy the whole back row back there. And I want to introduce the 2016 fair chairman, and that's Mr. Andy Foote. So
he drew the short straw.
But today we're here to fulfill our obligation, and on top of the $25,000 that we initially give at the beginning of the year, we have a check to present for $158,502. And that shows you we did have a good year. And since we've been out at Ford Park, we've turned over $1,696,000 to the county. So a great partnership. We appreciate it. It's been a blessing for us to be there. And with your help and guidance and participation and coming out and enjoying the fair, it's what we do. It's our fundraiser. So we appreciate everything y'all have done, and hopefully Chris will get you the check.
I tackled him at the elevator and took it from him.
So you already have it. No wonder I don't get to touch it.
I already turned it over to the county auditor, but thank you so very much. You know, you're all-volunteer organization. Y'all work tirelessly out there. You put on a great event. It's always well-attended. You give back to the community, and we're thankful to have your kind in our community doing that kind
great.
Of work.
We appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Item C under County Commissioners, consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a Texas safety program grant agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the state of Texas pursuant to the Texas Transportation Code Chapter 2723 and the Traffic Safety Act of 1967 for the STEP grant program. Item D is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an amendment to the inmate telephone services agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Global Tellink Corporation to extend their current contract for 2 years in return for their providing free video conferencing for counsel appointed in the defense of indigent inmates. And item E is considering possibly approve the amended rules of procedure, conduct, and decorum of the Commissioner's Court for Jefferson County, Texas. Do I have a motion on those three items? Yeah, I'm going to.
So moved.
It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Now we'll have a discussion time, and we have a public participation form that's been filled out and given to Ms. George. Mr. Frederick Fusilier wishes to speak to the agenda item relating to the amendment of the inmate telephone services agreement, and he is against it. If you'd, Mr. Fusilier, if you'd come to the podium, please.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the court for giving me this opportunity to speak. In 2008, AT&T was fined over $300,000 for excessive inmate calling charges and fees in Washington State. Since then, the FCC began to look into the issue of inmate calling services, called further known as ICSs. This culminated in the FCC issuing proposed rules in 2013 for public comment. And in February of 2014, these rules became official. Granted, these rules just deals with interstate calls. But as further will be explained later, we can see how it could help Jefferson County. The FCC encouraged states to adopt similar rules to prevent the overcharging of inmates for calls placed from institutional services. In issuing this rule, the FCC pointed to research that showed inmates who keep in touch with family members have a better chance of becoming productive members of society when they are released. This in turn decreases the rate of recidivism for released inmates. In addition, they also found that an estimated 2.7 million children, some of who are at-risk children, would benefit from increased communications with an incarcerated parent. This contract amendment that the board has just approved seems to me to have a lot of excess fees in it that are borne by these inmates. If such was not the case, why would the contract stipulate how fees would be divided between the court and the company? In its ruling, the FCC stated that rates be based on the cost of providing inmate calling services. It further states that site commissions, these are payments by the providers to the correctional facilities or the government bodies, may not be included in interstate rate charges. A Massachusetts research firm recently concluded that absent regulation, prisons or their governing bodies and phone companies would simply use technology gimmicks such as video chats and video conferences, which this board just approved, to get around the price caps on interstate calls. This is exactly what this contract just did. I reiterate that these are FCC rules governing interstate calls and have no bearing on intrastate calls. But it would seem to me that these rules would benefit society at large if it reduces recidivism at all. I urge commissioners not to approve the amendment, which they have done, and not only not approve it, but review the current contract in its entirety to see if inmates are unfairly being taken advantage of because of their current situation. Thank you.
I want to bring something to the public's attention, and I think all of us who was there today just Need More Project as support of Commissioner Senegal's precinct and DD6. It is a tremendous benefit to the county, and some people may not realize it, but it will alleviate flooding throughout our whole county. It is a tremendous project, and they did that project all in-house, which is a benefit to the citizens of the county. It was just, I have to tip my hat to Judge LeBlanc and then Doug Canott and Jim Broussard and the gang out there. They did a heck of a job.
Judge, if I could, Commissioners, I'd like to take this opportunity to echo some of Commissioner Orr's comments and just would like to ask everyone in the audience to keep the family of Harris County Deputy Sheriff and also the Louisiana State Trooper in your thoughts and prayers. Both were husbands, fathers, public servants, and true law enforcement officers. As a former law enforcement officer myself, I'm sickened by yet another law enforcement officer death. Tragic loss to us. According to my information, we've had 14 law enforcement deaths in August alone across this country. 10 of those were in Texas. Across the country, we've had 82 law enforcement deaths total beginning since the first of the year. 23 of them were from gunfire. This is a challenging time for our country. We are in a sad state when someone can commit such disgusting crimes against our law enforcement. We must be united in our support for our law enforcement and have great respect for the dedication of our men and women who protect the lives and property of our community. And I just felt like I needed to say that. I'd be remiss if I didn't.
Thank Commissioner Alford. Let's see. A week from this Saturday, you're going to have a medical screening event, community screening event at St. John's?
Or? No, it's going to be at the May Jones Clark Elementary School where we have, and this is an annual event we have, Take Yourself and Loved One to the Doctor Days. The first one is at May Jones Elementary, and the following week will be at Cathedral Faith. It's a free screening, health screening, where we provide those screens to the citizens in our community, and it's been a benefit and a blessing to a large number of people. Because, of course, there's a lot of individuals in our community that has diabetes and sugar. We have had some cases of people have come through there, and if it wasn't for that, we could have possibly lost them. We have helped, and also, what's her name, Ms. Rogers and her group with the prostate cancer. We referred people there. So it's been a plus for the citizens. And thank you for reminding me that, Judge.
Okay. Anything further? If not, thank you. We are adjourned.